AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is faulting executives at Silicon Valley Bank for its failure, as well as the Fed itself. Mike Hempen has details.
In a highly anticipated report, the Fed says Silicon Valley Bank failed due to a combination of extremely poor bank management, weakened regulations, and lax government supervision. The report says the Fed did not appreciate the seriousness of critical deficiencies in the bank's liquidity and interest rate risk management. The result is that SVB remained well-rated, even as conditions deteriorated. The Fed is also critical of how the bank managed executive compensation. The report indicates executive compensation was geared toward short-term profits and the stock price. There were no incentives tied to risk management. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Jennifer King reports a Commerce Department report that serves as the Fed's preferred inflation gauge shows prices remain elevated.
Typically, the PCE price index shows a lower inflation level than the consumer price index. The index shows that food prices dropped and gas prices plummeted from February to March, but core prices rose 0.3%.
Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a bill banning gender-affirming medical care for young transgender people. Montana is one of at least 15 states to have enacted such laws. In Colorado, Democratic Governor Jared Polis has signed four gun control bills into law. Gun rights groups have already filed suit to reverse two of the measures, raising the buying age for a gun from 18 to 21 and establishing a three-day waiting period between the purchase and receipt of a gun. Abortion bans in Nebraska and South Carolina each fell short of advancing as heated debates divided Republicans. And congressional investigators say airlines themselves are responsible for a rising percentage of canceled flights. This is AP News. Russia continues to rain missiles on Ukraine, more than 20 cruise missiles overnight and two drones. At least 23 people were killed, almost all of them when two missiles slammed into an apartment building in Uman in central Ukraine, far from the front lines. Kyiv calls it a deliberate intimidation strategy by the Kremlin. Meantime, Pope Francis is visiting Hungary, where he lamented the return of war in Europe. Walter Ratliff has more.
On a three-day trip to Hungary, Pope Francis outlined his vision for the future of Europe. In a carefully calibrated speech, Francis blasted what he called adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe. Infantilismo bellico. He said the continent must recover its founding spirit of peaceful unity to confront Russia's war in Ukraine. Francis addressed Hungary's top leadership, whose lukewarm support for Ukraine has rankled other European Union countries.
Eliminano le differenze.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.